Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes the Week. You can support this channel through the PayPal and Subscribestar links below to keep me making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, MOBI for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, it looks like Canada leads the world in organ donations from youth in Asia. They encourage their citizens and themselves, and then they harvest their organs. Plus, they don't have to pay medical services for those people as they get older. If they get you to end yourself, then they save money down the road, and profit in the here and now. So of course they're telling you to go through with it. Skippy has to pay his debt somehow. Moving on, is Bill Burr a simp or something? Looks like he's the one that leans in. The sad thing is he knows all about MGTOW and the red pill, and he still ends up simping out. Burr could have had an attractive feminine partner, but instead he chooses to have a masculine overweight woman instead. Believe it or not, they also have two kids. But it now looks like she recently lost a lot of weight. Could she be shopping for a new man, perhaps? Number three, looks like the ideal woman in 1500, as well as today. I recently came back from Serbia, and for some reason there are women that are close to having had as much plastic surgery there as the woman on the right. Plus, you've seen that woman posting videos on Next recently where her lips are almost as big as the ones on the right, and she can barely speak. Maybe if more women do this, then they won't be able to talk at all. And that might not be such a bad thing after all. Up next is this flabulous article from USA Today, saying that since dad bods have been acceptable for years, are mom bods next? In reality, women demand perfection from men unless they have daddy issues, and the fear of abandonment, and then they will date a fat man. Good quality chats, on the other hand, however, won't date the fatzos in the picture. If women want to not only land at Chad, but keep them, they can't look like Flabzilla. We're at the end of the human mouse utopia experiment. Now let me go bleach my eyes. Number five, a woman stopped taking the pill and she's no longer attracted to her boyfriend in 3 years. A woman being on the pill means a woman is going to prefer a softer, gentler, and less masculine man, because pregnant women need to feel safe being around that man. Women are designed to be pregnant or they're no longer satisfied with the guy with the dad bod, and then they start looking elsewhere. If she's on the pill and you're with her, then odds are she wouldn't actually be with you if she wasn't taking it. Moving on, we have a woman that says no matter how hard life gets, I'm not dating a white man. What she really means is that life is hard because no white man wants to date her, and she's just projecting. Most white guys, though, are good with that and accept her terms, and the black men can keep her. Usually with a woman like this, I'd say we dodged a bullet, but in this case, it's more like we dodged a howitzer shell. She's just talking like she has options, which she doesn't. Number seven, we have a leftist saying that there are 600 genders, but only two positions mine. I wonder where this guy's from. He looks very familiar. Maybe he's from Italy. The thing is that Marxists and National Socialists are both forms of communists. That's why they hate each other so much. It's competition. It's the semi-final before they tackle capitalism in the final. Up next is a woman that asked the question, what makes a female instantly unattractive? The answer, of course, is a neck tattoo and a lonely fans account. Also, let's not forget being fat, opinionated, with a foul mouth, a cattle nose ring, high body count, as well as calling men boys. But the most important quality of all is a penis. The list is so long we would need a multi-thread Twitter thread to actually share it all. Moving on, we have real men in 1930 and real men in 2017. Looks like real men were man-sitting as well. But the biggest difference in the men back then versus today is today's men are overweight. The jeans look the same, but the leather shoes today are brown. And back in the day, they were black. Now we just need a similar photo with women back in the day and women today. I think we're going to need a wider lens. Number 10, a lonely fan's son is left with trying to end himself after his classmates taunt him with pictures of his mother. He even faced a panic attack. This is increasingly common these days. The average earnings on the platform, however, is only $150 a month. Is it really worth putting your son through this for so little money? And his mother probably couldn't care less as she continues to count her cooch bucks. Number 11 is Kayla, and she's looking for something long-term. She has 3 mixed-race kids, which is probably one of the reasons she's hiding her face behind that mug. She's looking for someone almost double her age, in his 40s, because I'm guessing that she's going to need his more established bucks to raise her 3 biracial babies. She has 3 kids and 3 Ray-Rays to deal with. No thanks. Up next is Felix Rex, asking what sorcery is this? I say it's not sorcery, but just Scientology. Men age like wine, and women just whine as they age like sour milk. She also kind of reminds me like if the KFC colonel was trans. My eyes, make the burning stop. It's like the bee scene from The Wicker Man. The wall is not only undefeated, but it's a cruel bastard too. Number 13, Which Way Modern Man. A fine arts degree leading to no job, no insurance, and on food stamps. For the woman, of course. Plus $20,000 in debt. Or a trade degree with a great paying job, insurance, and the guy makes $100,000 plus a year. The woman, of course, will just want a man to pay off her debts. In all honesty, though, I have a fine arts degree and it's helped me think more creatively as an entrepreneur. But it was an elite school that was hard to get into. No one tells tradesmen how their body breaks after 10 or 20 years in some cases. Moving on, we have a single mother of 2 e-begging for food money because they have nothing. Her Cash App ideas, outfits, and toys. Unless she's going to fry up those panties in a pan and feed them to her kids on camera, I'm not going to support her. She really needs to stop buying outfits and toys and feed her kids instead. These days you have no idea, that might be a dude in a drag pretending for cash and begging for bottom surgery. But it looks like her panties are a priority and not her children. Number 15, we have OJ still making that juice. Women love violent men and here's the proof. They probably think that they can fix him too. Hibristophilia, or the attraction to serial enders, is mostly common in women. But in this case, they're hunting very dangerous game. But seriously, I see these pictures and I think good for him. My favorite part of his trial was when the glove didn't fit. Up next, we have a woman letting her babies feed the worms. More like having their tiny selves harvested for research in pharmaceuticals. I was also scrolling through the comments section under this meme and someone posted this wonderful Disney parody called Train, with the woman Megan that took on the whole police force. My favorite part is the dog in the bottom. How could they have forgotten him when they reported the story? Number 17, I asked the question, what's a scam that's been so normalized that we don't even realize it's a scam anymore? That, of course, would be everything from taxes, religion, insurance, a savings account, most the government, marriage for men, of course, the family courts, central banks, and fiat currency, as well as sugary foods, elections, education, lamestream news, and feminism. The list goes on and on, until you realize that your entire life is a scam. Moving on, I ask the question, is this a real image or AI generated? Of course it's AI, if you look at the fingers, but also do you really think that Taylor Swift would ever pose with a boomstick to piss off her female fans? Forget about it. Her left hand looks like she lost it climbing AI Everest. This should be the new protagonist for GTA 6, then it might actually be worth playing. Just look at the fingers if you want your fantasy shattered. Number 19 is a Pennsylvania middle school counselor being arrested for abusing a 14-year-old guy. I asked everyone why this keeps on happening. She's just a MAP or minor attracted person, and they'll probably let her go. This is happening every day with a white woman doing this to a boy. If male teachers were doing this on that level, they'd be thrown out of the profession and those that would remain would be looked at with a ton of suspicion. Up next is Jeff Bozo, the billionaire and his single mother sweetheart. How will their relationship end? With him losing the other half of Amazon, perhaps? He already lost half to his first wife, and he'll lose half of what's left. That'll leave his ex-wives owning majority shares in the company that he founded, and probably end up throwing him off the board the way they did Norman Osborn. He'll have to go all Green Goblin styles in his penis-shaped simp rockets. Number 21, this missing Colorado man passed away in the wilderness, and his dog was found surviving near his body for 2 months after he disappeared. If you want loyalty, don't get married. Get a dog. The Jack Russell Terrier named Finney was recovered and was reunited with the man's family. The dog didn't eat him even after 2 months, but a cat starts to feast on your flesh after less than 24 hours. Meow. Moving on is a woman that says the casual sex is a scam because it only benefits men. Sounds to me like she's a bitter alpha widow that gets together with the best men and then never sees them after the one-night encounter. She was also lied to by Soy Society that casual love would bring her happiness, but it didn't. It brought her yeast infections and green ooze coming out of her nether regions like the Ninja Turtles. She's right, though, it benefits the good-looking men that are good-looking enough to participate in hookup culture, because they get the girlfriend experience without the girlfriend. Up next is a woman saying that if carrying boomsticks is banned, guys won't have to worry about being able to defend themselves. She doesn't understand that just because you ban something doesn't mean that most criminals won't still have it. Not to mention the government. This is as stupid as saying that if you ban drugs, there won't be any way for people to get them. Women's obsession with safety is in opposition to men's desire for self-preservation and independence. Number 24 is a millionaire streamer, Amaranth, in her bedroom, and we have a mine worker that can't pay his rent thanks to inflation. Or is it because he spent all his money on this streamer? Who provides real value for society? The man on the bottom or the thought on top? That'll never be on top of him. They always stream with their beds in the background to basically tease their male audience. Number 25 on the last one is a cuck that's suing his neighbor after he paid him to get his wife pregnant, but the guy failed after 72 attempts. What in the Adam 22 is going on here? My guess is that the neighbor didn't disclose that he had a vasectomy, and he was basically paid to smash. Where can I get such a wonderful job? Probably in a place like the Philippines. Then again, maybe his wife had no eggs or was on the pill. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so that new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to basically expand on it, then please donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below, and I'll occasionally make a third video like this each week. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.